I'm not sure exactly where we left off here in the Hakdom, it's Perush Mishnayos, but let's pick up in the section where the Rambam is talking about that a Novi Al Pi Nevua can give a Horo'ah to temporarily override a mitzvah, such as Eliyahu B'Har HaKarmel. So if you look I think these words are, the Rambam has in the original, so they'll be in all the translations, that Kishmuel ve'Eliyahu, in this translation it's Kasher his Amsa Nevuas HaNovi Al Pi HaKlolim Shemarnu V'Nisparsim Nyanu Kishmuel ve'Eliyahu. Shmuel ve'Eliyahu is in the original, so it should be in every translation. Yeah, you have it there? No? Yeah, okay. Kasha hisamsa nevuas al pi ha'kolom sh'amanu v'nisparsim minyanu kishmo v'eliyohu v'zulasam yesh la novi ahu lasos b'inyanei ha'mitzvos maisim she'i efshe lo'odom zulasa lasosam v'haynu kifi sh'afarish. We'll just read several lines and then just one small ha'or on this part. Who shem tzivu levatal ezo mitzvah and a mitzvahs mikol mitzvahs esay otziva la'avor al isur min ha'isurim mikol mitzvahs esay chov lechayim tzivu yabachol zeh v'ha'ober al ka chayim misa b'idei shemayim chutz me'avod azar v'zeh l'sham chachamim b'talmud v'hu omen b'kol im yom alachon navi avor al du v'etor shemalo chutz me'avod azar aval b'tnai shelo yikba le'olam tzivu zeh v'yomash Hashem tzivu zos lasos kach le'olam v'ed el yitzav zos l'fi hatzorach l'fi sho'or bilvad v'hanovi atzmo nishal al kach be'eshi yitzav elav al mitzvah na'mitzvah sh'tzivanu Hashem bo yedei Moshe u'meshiv sh'aver zo eina l'tomit Ela osim kach amto bulvad ke'en ma'a she'osim bezdin b'horosha כמוש מה שעושה היום בהרקה משה הקריב עולה בחוץ. So the Rambam begins by saying that this koach, this is unique to the Navi, right? Yesh la Navi ahu lasos, the beginning of where we began this morning. Yesh la Navi ahu lasos binyani ha-mitzvahs maisim she'i afshal ha-odam zulasa lasosam. And then besof dvarav of the excerpt we just looked at. So the Rambam compares it to the din of Bezdin v'harashah. But Elamai, there's obviously no stira, meaning that's a prerogative of Bezdin. But as a yochid, no yochid has the authority to authorize a temporary suspension of a mitzvah, be it essay or los essay. It's true that Bezdin does have such a koach, but no yochid, and that's what the Rambam is saying. But the only yochid who can do so is a navi al pi nevua. Then skipping to where the Rambam says, "Ani avi locha kan moshel." It's around skipping around 10-15 lines. "Ani avi locha kan moshel." Again, that's in translation, so I don't know if it's going to be verbatim that way. Bani Ovi kam lucha moshel, sha'al piv noig ha-yisod hazeh b'chol ha-mitzvos. Ilu Novi, here's a for instance. Ilu Novi shekvor his amsa nevu also etzlein kefish ha-manu. So he's already, his credentials have already been established as a Novi time and time again. He's made predictions and to the last detail, everything that he predicts comes to pass. Yom alanu b'yom hashabbos shenokum kulanu noshim v'anoshim v'navir eish v'naskin ba'klei melchoma v'nachgur osam v'nilochim im anshei mokum ploni hayom shehu shabbos v'nivzar zez mamonim v'nichbos zez nesheim hayinu chayovim anachnu hametzuvim b'toras Moshe lokum miyad b'li lehishtahos b'mesh tziva osanu v'nase kol ma sh'tziva b'zrizos v'cheshek b'li chashash u'b'li rutiya. V'namin b'kol ma sh'onu osim b'oso hayom sh'u shabos ha'boros eish v'asiyas melochos v'hamilchama v'ha'hereg she'hem mitzvah sh'nekave b'avur g'mul min Hashem k'evan sh'kiyamnu az d'var ha'novi sh'azo mitzvusase l'kayim d'varav k'mo sh'tzivon ha'sham ha'dei Moshe elov t'shmo'un. Right, so one can't help but be struck by the Rambam's arichos, the Lashonos. The Rambam's not content just to tell us that we're mechuyav to carry out the Divrei HaNavi, but nasa kol ma sh'tziva bizrizos v'cheshek b'li chashash b'li retiyah. And the few words before that, lokum miyad mibli lehishtahos. There's a very big in context. It's by the Novi giving a horasha, but it's a yesod which is applicable outside of context of Nevuah as well. The Rambam goes on further to reinforce the point. Odom havoa atzmo lefi dimyono tzadik v'dogol v'hu zokin bo b'yomim v'yom ha'reni zokin muflag. I'm a very old man v'yimei chayai hem kach v'kach v'lo avarti me'odi al mitzvah min ha'mitzvot klal eich okum hayom shehu yom shabbos v'ev al isur skila v'elech le'ilochem. So the Rambam says that this person is chayav misa b'dei shemayim for being over al divrei hanavi, ki misha tziva lishbos, hu sha tziva l'kayim tzivoi kol navi. Sometimes we have a tendency to allow, understandably, but very erroneously, to allow mitzvahs to sort of take on a life, mitzvahs, midos, to take on a life of their own. And what becomes instinctive is not to be mishubit to devar Hashem and Ritzon Hashem, but what becomes instinctive, the instinct that we develop, is to keep Shabbos. The instinct we develop is to go to shul and daven. The instinct we develop is not to talk lashon hara. So 99.999% of the time, you know, those instincts will serve us very well. But the ma'aseh, that's not what the instinct is supposed to be. The instinct is supposed to be to do whatever Devar Hashem commands at this moment, whatever Ritzon Hashem is at this moment. If it's one of those situations where one is supposed to share negative information, it can't be that there's an instinct of Lashon Hara that impedes us from doing so. If it's a case, again, we don't have Nevi'im coming to tell us to go to war on Shabbos, but we can have a case of Pikuach Nefesh. It can't be that there's an instinct for Shabbos which is going to impede or interfere with overriding Shabbos, when that's what the halacha says. I think in the Rav Nebensal Mishnah Brura, so he recounts a Meisah Shehoya of someone who became a Cholim Mesukan, or there was a Sofik Sakana, whatever the case was on Shabbos. And the person didn't want that there should be Chilul Shabbos for him. And Reb Chaim gave exactly this musr. Maybe he had in mind that the Hakdamah to Perush Mishnayos. I don't know. Reb Chaim gave him exactly this musr. Like, what are you upset about? The one who said to keep Shabbos said, V'chai b'hem v'lo sheyomos b'hem. It happens in the realm of Midas also. There are, at times, highly, highly exceptional circumstances when a person is required, al pi din, to be taking a position that a lot of people are not going to like, and people are going to get upset about. And again, 99.99% of the time, you know, an instinct for shalom serves one well. But the exceptional cases and circumstances do exist when a person has to, at times, do something, enforce a policy, say something, which people, for whatever, due to whatever blind spots that they have, you know, are going to rail against. But it can't be that the instinct is for Shalom, the instinct for Shabbos, the instinct for Tefillah B'Tzibur. The instinct has to be for Dvar Hashem, Ritzon Hashem, at that moment. 99.99% of the time, there's not going to be any practical difference between those two. But Lamaisa, 100% of the time, it's the right thing. That the instinct would be the fact that only chapsa nafka mina in 0.1%, that doesn't mean that that's not the right mindset and the right frame of mind all the time. And it's clear from the Rambam, when the Rambam says, Naase kol ma shetziva bezrizus, is that what the other translations have also? You see where that line is? And it says that chayovim, when the Rambam is giving his illustration, hayinu chayovim anachno ha-metzuv mitaros moshe lokum miyad mibli lehishtaros b'mesh shetziva osanu v'naase kol ma shetziva bezrizus. You have the same translation. So the Rambam, it's clear that the Rambam is not just reminding us of, Zrizim Makdim L'Mitzvahs, that Vayashkim Avam Baboka is Zrizim Makdim L'Mitzvahs. And so since Elof Tishvan is a mitzvah, they have to do the Zrizis, right? It's clear that that's not the Pshat. But the Zrizis points to what we're talking about, that the person is not, sort of not a some kind of internal struggle, that there's no, the person is not conflicted over what he's doing. No, he's doing it wholeheartedly. Again, we don't have such an application b'zman hazeh, although maybe, I guess, Chayalei Tzahal and the police in Eretz Yisrael do. Shmuel takes the sword and he kills Agag. So Shmuel was mekayim the mitzvah v'alafta b'drachov. Shmuel Hanavi is ma'u rachum afato hayerachum ma'u nikra chanon afato hayerchanon, and yet he does the Agag. What he's supposed to do the Agag, and he does it immediately as soon as Agag is brought to him. Sometimes you have a case where there's unfortunately these things happen, where there's not with a gun, but there's a rodif and a nirdof in terms of someone being attacked, someone being maligned, and then there are some who support the Rodif, some support the Nirdif, and then you have people who say, I believe in Shalom, so I'm neutral. So that's a distortion. That's not being an Oyev Shalom, or Rodif Shalom. That's a distortion. That's the right, practically that will be the right instinct 99.9% of the time, but 100% of the time, the instinct is supposed to be for whatever Dvar Hashem, whatever Ritzon Hashem, is at that moment in that situation. And that's what the Rambam is emphasizing. And that should be instinctive. Because if it's not instinctive, that's what the Rambam is demanding here, right? It's not just that we comply. It has to be instinctive. Otherwise, it won't be miyad. Right? It's not going to be miyad, and it's not going to be b'cheshek, and it's not going to be b'li ratio without recoiling at all, unless it's something which is instinctive. It's an avoda. And I voted to work on. The Rambam here in the Hemshech has a funny, it's not clear why he needs to make this point. The Rambam says, Ochein, right after what he quotes the pasuk of Ahoyu Ha'isha Shalo Yishmael Devarai, Asher Yadaber Bishmi, Anochi Edrosh Me'imel. Right after that quote ending, Anochi Edrosh Me'imel, so the Rambam, again, continuing this illustration where a Navi gives a Harashah, which involves doing Malach and Shabbos. Ochein, Misha Kosher Kesher Shel Kayoma B'yom HaShabbos Hazeh B'eis HaSiyasu Osen HaMalachos B'ofen She'eno Zalkuk Lo B'me'uma Lazwa Bikim Hatsivo Shatsiva Bohanovi Chayev Skila. Question is, but why the Rambam feels it's necessary to make that point? So the Navi comes and says you have to go attack Yericho on Shabbos, and you have to. What's more, you even have to make the clay milchom on Shabbos and then go attack on Shabbos and go kill on Shabbos. But he doesn't say that. But that charge of the Navi has got nothing to do with the kashrus kayama the person makes. So obviously that's going to be chayav. But what's the Rambam? What's he coming to clarify here? I don't have anything entirely satisfactory. The Rambam continues after he finishes with this illustration about the Chilul Shabbos. Ubazeh bilvad nivdal hanavi mishor b'nei adam b'torah. This is the only instance, the only case where a Navi, b'torah's Navi, is different than anyone else when it comes to Divrei Torah. So the Rambam, he has it the same in the Rambam doesn't allow. Well, let's continue a little bit more. If I heard it directly from Yeshua ben Nun, I wouldn't obey him. Shashem Omrelo Shadin b'mitzvah ponis u'kach v'shesfaras poni hianachona havei anavi hu nereg l'fi shom navi shek l'fi asod she'omarnu. So the Rambam doesn't allow for there to be any involvement min hashamayim. Not only an allegation that Kodesh Baruch Hu said to add or subtract a mitzvah, but even a hachra and a machlokas, that even that is lo v'shamayim hi. That there's no involvement min hashamayim in the halachic process. No involvement. There is a very, very, I meant to bring it, I'm sorry, I forgot. There is a very, very famous passage, actually two passages in the Smag. Once in the Hagdama, and then in the body of the Sefer, where the Smag says that he had finished writing his Sefer Mitzvahs, and he had a dream. And in the dream, he was told that Ha'ikar Shachachta, he had his list of Tariq Mitzvahs, and then he was told in the dream, Ha'ikar Shachachta, that he didn't include the Issa Gaiva. The Smag recounts this twice, once in the Hagdama and then again in the mitzvah that he counts it. And then he said he got up in the morning and as a result he ends up and he has in his minyan taryag, based on the Gemara in Sota Dafei, V'ram levavecha v'shachavta sasham lekecha, about that it's an issa for magbia libo. But Issa Gaiva. So Lufum Viata, the Smag seems to be disagreeing. Disagreeing that you can have some kind of clarification. But the MS is, but when you look, that's why I'm sorry, I don't have the Lashon here, but you look up the Smag, Rav Asay. So it's actually very, very meduyak. He says he woke up in the morning, and I don't remember whether he quotes this phrase from Navi, Binosi Bisfarim, and Ra'isi Shekachu. It seems to be meduyak in the Smag that he didn't just defer to his dream. But based on the dream, he was ma'ayin, and he rethought, and then when he reminded himself of the Gemara and Sotah Daf A, so then based on that he amended his minyan mitzvahs. But it's meduyak that the smag didn't simply defer to the cholam that he had. The Rambam quotes Chachomim, Chachomim. Ho Elokim, right? Elokim is a Lashon Shvua. Ilu Omer Li Yoshua Bin Nun Befumei Lo Havat Sayisna Lai Velo Shamanu Mine. Even if Yoshua Bin Nun would have told me. See, it's clear that the Pshat in the Gemara is that you can't go back one generation and say that Ilu Amar Moshe Rabbeinu. Yoshua bin Nun, once you have the din of Lova Shamayim Hi, which means that what he says doesn't carry extra weight B'Torah's Novi, so then B'Torah's Chacham, he's Echad Men HaMinyan. And therefore, if one is in a position Al Pi Chochma to debate and disagree with Yeshua bin Nun, one could. And that's what the Gemara is saying. No, if Yeshua bin Nun would have told me, so I would have, again, B'Torah's Navi, I'm not, he has no standing, and B'Torah's Chochem, I don't hear the Svara, so I would push back, even against Yeshua bin Nun. Moshe Rabbeinu, even if Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't say the B'Torah's Nevuah, is Moshe Emes V'Sarosa Emes. You can't disagree with Moshe Rabbeinu even on the level of Chochmah, which is why L'Chorah, the Gemara illustrates it, B'Davka, again, the Diyuk is not in the Rambam, it's in the Lashon Chazal, which is why the Gemara illustrates this Yisod, Davka with Yeshua, not with Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rav used to tell the story that In some of the Pilpul Sfarim, so it was once a certain style to, I don't know, look into Tanakh and say that Machlokas Rishonim were already Machlokas between different figures in Chumash, different figures in Nach. So someone once came to Reb Chaim with a sefer, and he had such a mahalach, where we said that a certain machlokas was a machlokas of Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron or something. And Reb Chaim told him, it's kfirah. You're not allowed to say such a thing. And he told him, if you take this out, I'll give you a haskam on the rest of the sefer, but this is kfirah. So the way printing worked in those days, it wasn't so simple to rearrange the printing. So the Mechaber writes in the Hagdoma, he says, you know, when I went to Reb Chaim to ask him for Haskama, so he told me that when I wrote in such and such a siman, this is clear, so you should know that. So what's the pshat in that? So l'chorah, this is somewhat abstract, a little bit, have to. Moshe kibel Torah miSinai u'Masor liYoshua, Yoshua l'Zkenim v'chulu. So there were two very blatant questions. Number one, the shift from kibel to Masor, right? It's Moshe Kibel Torah Umesara Yeshua Yeshua Liskenim. So the handoff, as it were, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu is described as Kibel Mitzad HaMekabel, but subsequently in every other link, it's described Mitzad the Nosein. It's Mesara. So why that? Also, why the Lashon Misinai? Why not from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? May Hashem Elokei Yisrael. Why the Lashon Misinai? So, we're all familiar with also Gemara and Sota. That we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anova in the fact that he passes up on all the majestic mountain chains and gave Torah on lowly Har Sinai. So a little bit of the Omek HaDvarim is like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Torah. Torah is Chochmas Hashem. Chochmas Hashem is not a Dova Nivra. But Torah, the fact that Torah is some Chochmas Hashem in a form that's accessible to us, Torah is a Dova Nivra. Right. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Torah that we, that Bnei Adam, should be able to understand and comprehend and internalize something from Chochmas Hashem. Without having created Torah, so we wouldn't be able to do that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite, and thereby Hu v'dayto echad, his chochma is infinite, so we can't grasp what's infinite. Right? The same way in your hand, there's only so much you can put your hand around. If you would have some physical object that were physically infinite, you wouldn't be able to get your hand around that. So we can't get our minds around something that's infinite either. So Torah is a dova haniva. Torah is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Torah so that chochma Hashem is available to Seichel HaNoshi. That's what it means when it says that Matan Torah illustrates in V'sanuso Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Moshe L'mad Avadom. Imagine after Einstein gets the Nobel Prize for his theory of relativity, special relativity. Imagine a preschool teacher sends him a letter, Professor Einstein, I heard you have this really intriguing theory. I would love to share it with my pupils. They're really very sweet 3 and 4 year olds. Could you please send me a condensed, age-appropriate version of your new theory for me to teach to my class? So what are you gonna do? You're gonna say, chutzpah, mocking the scientific discovery, something so abstract and something so great to make fun of it by trying to lower it to a level that the 3 year olds can understand. So you throw it in the garbage. But the Nimshal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does again, Aleph Alpha Avdolos. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, and taking Chochmas Hashem and making it accessible to us. That's what it means that the humility of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was on what is evident. B'shas Matan Torah. The very fact that there's a Torah that we're receiving. Now, let's go on another step. So Torah is again, it's Chochmas Hashem. in a form that we can understand. We don't need this next step, but it's easier. The Nefesh HaChaim explains that what Torah means, right, that we're all, in addition to our physical, visible world, creation unfolded gradually, incrementally. It didn't make the jump from the purely spiritual to this Olam Hamasa, this very physical world, but it happened very slowly, incrementally, so there are all these invisible, again, in a spiritual sense, not a literal spiritual sense, but from top down, gradually, increasingly less spiritual, more physical worlds. So Nefesh HaChaim says, what Torah means, as Torah comes down, what it means in each world is a function of, it translates into the reality and the level and the categories of that world. And what was the Hava mean when the Malachim wanted to keep Torah? Right? So Moshe Rabbeinu says, did you have parents? Did you get into fights? Did you have to have an issur of hitting? So what was the Malachim had? They're all crooked. So what was the Hava mean of the Malachim? No, the Talmud says, no, but Torah meant something in their world also. It meant different things in their world. Whatever other v'imo means, but it means something different on the level of Malachim than it does in this world. So they said, no, Torah has its pshat in our world. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, no, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to mean this as well, and therefore it has to come down to earth. So what the Torah means, it's sort of, if you imagine, let's say a moshel, a little bit of a moshel to this, that let's say you have, what do they call those photo lenses? What are they called? Well, that changes when you go into the sunlight, it sort of becomes like transition. Sunglasses.
Transition.
The same lens, when you go outside and it's in the sun, so then the lens becomes darker. Glasses, the lens in the transition, that's what they call them, transition lens. Okay, that was something. Okay. Well, not as I. So you have these transition lenses. So the way they translate, the way they appear, differs depending upon the situation, depending upon where you are. So which is it? Are they clear? Are they dark? So the answer is, well, it depends. It depends. So Torah also, what it means in the higher Olamos is something different than what it means in Olam Hazeh. Okay, so Torah is A, Adava Nivra, and B, what it means, it's sort of, okay, so maybe that moshel with the lens. If the Mishnah would have said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mosar Torah, the Moshe Rabbeinu, so then the image that would have evoked for us is, so we would have imagined, right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sort of in the Olamos Elyonim, right, Kaviyachol, he's holding on to Torah, and that Torah he gives to Moshe Rabbeinu. But that's not right, correct? Because again, the Torah, as the Rabbi Golovin explains, it crystallizes in terms of what it means when it comes into Olam Hazeh. Right? It doesn't mean that outside of Olam Hazeh. Let's say another mashal perhaps is as follows. I think that the explanation that they give when you have the freezing rain, so if it's cold enough for freezing rain, so why don't you have snow? So I think the explanation they give is that in the higher atmosphere, so it was warmer, so therefore it's in liquid form, And then when it enters our atmosphere, it's colder, so it freezes immediately. So again, it changes as it enters the different atmosphere. It's going from one atmosphere to a different atmosphere, and it changes. So that's also a little bit of, for those who don't like transition lenses, you know this marshal. A different marshal, again, for Torah, as it entered Olam Hazeh, it took on the form in which we know Torah, the form in which it's normative for us, in which it commands us in mitzvahs asay, and mitzvahs lo sasay v'chulu, in which it addresses physical reality, in which it tells us to do physical, engage in physical actions. The moment Torah entered Olam Hazeh, as it was nitpas al yidei Moshe Rabbeinu, that was the landing pad. That's when Torah enters Olam Hazeh, since Moshe Rabbeinu is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's conduit for giving Torah. So the way Torah entered Olam Hazeh, where it took on the form in which it's, again, normative for us, in which we learn and study it, it took on that form in as it was nitpas b'sichlo shel Moshe Rabbeinu. So how can you disagree with Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu's understanding is the definition of Torah. That's not true of any other human being. That's not true of Yeshua ben Nun. Even Yeshua ben Nun, it's not true of. His understanding isn't the definition of Torah, which is why once we negate the relevance of Nevuah, so then Yeshua ben Nun is a Chacham like others.
You're
putting your finger on a very, very, you saw the sticker point, but I'm not sure if it's this or if it's a different one. But this, I think, is that even if Moshe Rabbeinu would say something, not mipi ha-shmua, not that he heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but would say, this is my Havana. Now Moshe Rabbeinu would say, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me verbatim. And this is my understanding of what it means. So I think that the Rambam is talking about number one, and I think we're talking about number two now.
How, according to this, do you explain, like, Ma'amar Chazal about Moshe forgetting halachos or being wrong, or like the idea that there were halachos that were restored by other people that Moshe had forgotten?
So let's say for a moment, so this Alma Mimenu Halacha of Haboel Aromis Kano and Pogimbo, and then Pincha says Haloli Matanu Rabbeinu, or Vayiktsav Moshe Al Pekudei HaChoyel, and then so temporarily he forgets that Hagol Eskelim, the Dinim and Lozar Cohen has to teach. So Moshe Lema Ador V'Dome as follows. Let's say I don't know. Let's say one day I don't know. The Rav Chaim would walk in to give the shir, and been sick for the past 48 hours, and with fever and chills and terrible headache. And the shir ends up being, by their standards, subpar. So what's pshat? So the pshat is that yes, others will be able to recognize that because they'll recognize that they're not themselves at this moment. But they still remain the standard. Now, the standard for seeing that Reb Chaim's share is subpar is what the share was 2 days ago and 3 days ago and 4 days ago and what it's going to be tomorrow and the day after. That's the same thing here. What Pinchas is saying, but am I correct, Moshe Rabbeinu, that this is what you said? And Moshe Rabbeinu says, yeah. So Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't himself. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't himself. But when Moshe Rabbeinu is himself, so then there's no such thing as disagreeing. Moshe Rabbeinu says, no, I don't have a headache. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, no, I'm not upset. And this is B'yishev Adas. There's no such thing as disagreeing.
What about restoring? I have somebody come up with the halachos that Hashem told Moshe was not transmitted to them.
What do you mean? The Gemara in Tzmura about the Nishtaku B'me'ev Lo Shel Moshe?
Yeah.
And Hechzir and Asner Ben Karan? That's what you mean? So what's the...
If the definition of Torah is the way that is dependent on Seichel of Moshe Rabbeinu, so then how could it be kind of derived independently?
But how do the Chachamim b'meshach kol adoros, how did they do anything misvara? So the answer is that by learning everything which Moshe Rabbeinu transmitted, which we have, so a person seeks to mold his seichel kefi seichel haTorah, and then mamele he can say things in svara also.
What
would the Rambam say that the Gemara that says Chochem of Avim? In this context, it seems to be equating the two of them. But seemingly, there's a premise to say that Chochem actually is the flip side is better. Because I went, yeah, you said it, but if I go over time, it would start. Stop repeating. He's got your back. He's got your back from all sides. That's fine.
When
a Navi steps into the Beis Medrash, he's not a Yachsan based on the fact that he's a Navi.
Why would the Gemara say that a Chacham is even better than a Navi then? I can understand if you're going to say they're equal, but how would the Rambam...
So I think the Ramban then, the Chidushim Bava Vasu, talks about it, he has two deis. According to those shittas that disagree with the Rambam, that you could have someone, a Kodesh Baruch Hu, who gives nevuah to anyone. So then, one possible pshat in that Gemara is, I think the Ramban himself doesn't go with this pshat, and it certainly isn't how the Rambam learned pshat, that a Navi who's not a Chacham. And then the other pshat is that there are times when the Chacham acting al pi Chachmaso is greater than the Navi acting al pi Nevuaso. But it's not. Okay, we'll stop here.
Thank you.